Hello, my name is Cruche, returning your call from customer support.
Yes, I was talking with a lady on fraud and we got cut off.
Okay. What was the problem?
The problem is a charge that said that I did the card that I didn't even know what they're talking about KitchenAid product.
Okay, what's your first and last name?
My name is Damaris Aguilar.
Okay, can you verify your address for me?
2559 Fulton Court, Melbourne, Florida, 32935. And I went into my bank's account and it has a charge of 150, and then it says a charge of 56, and then another charge of 56.
Can you verify your address for me?
2559 Fulton Court, London, Florida,
32935. Okay, I have an account. I'm just waiting for it to load. It's moving slow today.
Okay.
Okay, so what was the problem now, ma'am?
I haven't ordered nothing.
Okay, so do you remember paying $7.95 for a KitchenAid mixer?
No.
A cookware?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
I don't even do cakes anymore, $168.
Okay, so $56.95 they charged you for the kitchen.
Last month and this month again.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what is that. And I look in November and they charge me $150 too.
Okay.
I don't even have the product because I don't know what it is.
Okay, so what I can do is I can help you with your most recent charge, but the one that they charged you last month, I'm going to have to transfer you over to the supervisor for that one so she can help you with that one.
I'm going to go to the bank anyway and ask them to not pay any more amount so they don't keep telling me. And the $150, what it was for that? The same thing?
You say what?
In November 16, they charged me from the same number, it says $10, something like that, $150 plus $7.95, and then $56.95, and this month $56.95.
Well, I only see $256.95, ma'am.
Well, it says $10, and it says $150.
Okay,
and
well, that's not us. That's not us, ma'am. I only see $250. I only see $56.95 twice. I don't see $115.
$150.
Well, yeah, I don't see that price up here. So that probably be another
give
company.
I'll give you the number. It says maybe that helps you. Do you want me to go in the computer and give you the numbers that I left to the?
Well, no, ma'am. Since I have up your account, all of the prices would have popped up on the account. And I could see them. So that would then pop up on the account. So it'd probably be another company.
But it says the same name. It's the same number and the same name.
I can't hear you, ma'am.
Huh?
I couldn't hear you.
Okay. The 150 says the same number, phone number, and the same name, Stengard, you know, the same as the 795.
You said $7.95?
They charged me $7.95, $150, and two times $56.95.
No, I only see the $7.95, and I see the $56.95 twice.
Okay, so what do I do then?
Well, you're going to have to call your bank and see
I'm
because
gonna go
it.
in person, even though it's so cold. I'm gonna go in person.
Okay. Well, they're going to have to give you another number to one of the other companies because that's not us. So they're going to have to look into your account and see.
Okay, no problem. I will
Okay,
do
so
that.
I will help you with your most recent charge. Let me get this out the
Okay.
way. Okay. Okay, ma'am. So I've got your first refund back into your account, so that should take 2 to 3 business days. So you just stay on the phone while I transfer you over to a supervisor.
Okay.